Father in heaven, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your goodness. Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for thy goodness, thy many blessings. Father, without you, we would be in trouble most of the time. Father, we're very needy of you this day, and we pray that you'd touch our lives, come into our pathway in a very powerful way. Your word says the pathway of the just as a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. Father, we pray for thy light to shine in the pathway of life in a brilliant way, Lord, that it'll overtake the darkness that's before us. And Father, you'd open up that darkness so that we can see clearly in the path we're on, and help us, give us that strength and the liberty to go forth in thy wonderful name. And Father, we just pray that you'd bind all hindering powers, all powers of darkness, and we rejoice in your love, we rejoice in your strength, we rejoice in your healing touch. And Father, we pray that you touch the hearts this night and this day that will be hearing this word. We pray that you'll touch those out in the world. We pray wherever this word goes, we pray that you'll bring the healing touch of Jesus. And Father, for those who are struggling because of disappointments, struggling because of life toil itself, Father, for those who have come up to the end they feel within themselves, we pray that you'll supernaturally give them a route through it, that you'll tunnel through that mountain that's before them, touch them in a mighty way. And Father, you deliver them, give them peace, give them joy. And Father, I pray for those this day that they're having troubles in their household. We pray for those who are going through marital problems. We pray for them this day. We pray to encourage them, to enrich them by your mighty spirit. And Father, for those who are having physical problems of can't sleep this night, I pray for those, I feel for some out there this night, they're having that mental problem that they cannot sleep. I pray that you touch their minds in a very special way. Let them have sleep. Your word declares you give your beloved sleep. And Father, we pray for those this night, Lord God, that they will slow down and the Spirit of God will come on in such a way that they will receive rest in their minds. They'll receive rest to their spirit. And touch them, strengthen them. And Father, for those who have been lame, been moved upon and their body hurting, we pray that you take away that pain this night. You relieve that pain from them in Jesus' name. For that one who is bleeding this very moment, we pray that you stop that blood, bring healing in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you're not a respecter of person, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, we thank you for your all-seeing eye that looks throughout this whole wonderful big earth that you built. And Father, you know all that's going to take place this night. And there's nothing that's out there that you're not aware of. You're aware of every situation. You're aware of where the trouble spots are. You're aware of those who are coming against trials, powers of darkness. Father, we pray for those this night that are coming through a trial of faith that gets them. We pray that you would set them free this night. We pray that you'd send forth your angels round about them to help them, to give them a visitation of the mighty hand upon them. Lord God, give them that deliverance, Father God. Where your spirit is, there is liberty. Father, we pray for those ones who have opposition in life itself. We pray that you'd give them success in doing thy will, to living a wholesome life before you. And for those who have missed many things, they don't understand what's really plaguing them this hour, I pray that you'd touch them in a mighty way. Father, for there's many times in our lives we really don't know what's hurting us. And I feel there's some out there that feel you don't even know what's bothering you. But I pray for those. I pray that you'd set them free this night. Give them an overwhelming power of healing power from Jesus Christ, the one who our healer, who have by his stripes we're healed. And Father, we pray for those this night. We pray for your people this night to just triumph with all their heart, all their whole being to serve you with the best they can. I pray that you'd multiply their part of trying. Give them a blessing. Give them a fulfillment in seeking thy face and seeking thy will. And Father, I pray that you'd give them strength to be an overcomer. I pray that you'd bless their lives. Go before them in a mighty way. And Father, we just praise you this night. We thank you for the wonderful name of Jesus, our wonderful Savior. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. You know, the Bible says that draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to us. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And I believe this is a real big topic that everybody on planet Earth this day is comes this difference of, there's two different directions there. Draw nigh to God, and he will be with you. Resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. So as you start drawing nigh to God, you automatically leave the direction from the devil. And vice versa, when you start leaning heavily on Satan, and even though you're not trying, you're willfully, you're going back the other way. And the Bible plainly says that's backsliding to some degree. So we find ourselves always, I think each one of us lifetime, struggling in seeking God and resisting the devil. So we all, even we've been through life ourselves, all of us, if we're really truly truthful, we will believe that, know that we need help in this avenue of being able to complete what God focuses. He says, draw nigh to me, and I will draw nigh to you. Resist the devil. And that's like, I feel like it's like God's, we're almost like on a cutting edge of life itself. We find ourselves on a pinnacle of one way or the other. And basically, I believe that's what the overcomer is basically at. He's at that pinnacle of the procedure of going God's way and staying. But many times we're on that balance point. And many times that balance point is probably where we a lot of times, but we're still going up. We're seeking God. But the enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. The enemy is not like God. He's exactly opposite. God is for us. It says, if he be for us, who could be against us? The enemy comes to kill, destroy, and steal. He's come to take our experience with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're spirit-filled and been walking in the Spirit, he comes about you just like any normal Christian. So we all, whatever in life, we become as a spirit-filled, we claim to be spirit-filled, or we're just a plain child of God. We all work through the same process, and that's doing the will of God. And that's somehow there's help, I believe, through the Spirit of God, but there's also help through this Word of God. God's got a great source of help, and we cannot come against people actually and say this, or we can't pronounce it as such and so, because we're not the judge of these lines that God's given us strength to endeavor ourselves to be involved in. Like where we would say, well, I do this, if I read the Word of God every day and pray every day, that I'm going to be a successful Christian. You may be, but if your heart's not really right with God, you may not be. So there's things that help us that we gotta, we can have, if our spirit's not right, if we give money and we grudge giving the money to the Lord, then there's something down here that's causing us to feel that way. Or we don't really like our brother or sister to have things more than we have. That's where we come, there's a thing in our heart that becomes envy, jealousy. These are the avenues in our heart that we must seek God for to help us to, as we draw nigh to God, we will resist these powers that so freely and frequently come in our lives. We go for sections and days many times, and we feel like we're overcomers. We feel like that we're just on top of the world. Then all of a sudden, we feel like we hit the top, and we hit something, and we're sort of going downhill. We don't always arrive and stay on the top of the mountain. And I believe here tonight there's a great message everyone should hear, whether it's God understands that we struggle in life itself. We struggle against principalities. We struggle through darkness because we're made of mortal flesh. We're made of God, but yet there is no power than what we're made of. We cannot combat the things of darkness within ourselves. We cannot cope with the things that come against our minds because that greater power disturbs the way that we get confused. And the Bible says, well, there's confusion, there's every evil work. We start putting this, I will draw nigh to God, and physically doing in head knowledge, and we're going to have troubles. We're going to have troubles drawing nigh to God and resist the devil. It has to come through the Spirit of God. All these words that God gives us, I believe, have to be addressed under the Spirit of God. God gives the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul said that if we triumph in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I like to say, if we try, God gives us the
We try, and God gives me up. And God's what He wants us. We realize in Psalms 103 that we're made of dust. He feels for us, and He knows that we have failed God. But God's very sympathetic to us. That's why He gave His Son Jesus. That's why He came to help us. That's why He came to uplift us. That's why He came to encourage us that every day of our life, it should be our desire to come higher and wiser in the Lord. And that's what we have to determine in our hearts, whether we wish to do that or we can sit back and just sit there, and pretty soon we get very agreeable where we're at. And sometimes that puts us at a level that we're actually sinking in the mire. We're not coming up to the standards that God's called us to. And I know that people say that you're too hard, and there's things that we say that makes people think that but the Word of God literally says that He wishes for us to come out from among this world, that we might be separated, said the Spirit of God. Where His Spirit is, there is liberty. So we, as we think about these things in our minds, we need the Spirit of God to help us. I was talking to a lady this day, and you know, I had to come to the conclusion that before anything that ever happened in my life, that it's only come as the Spirit moves upon me. Now, this might be foreign to some of you people out there, but when your Spirit comes upon you and lets me know, and then I start praying, and God lets me come into agreement that what He's saying is what He wishes for, then I have the reliance to rely on the Lord Jesus Christ by the Spirit of God, and it gives me a way of combating things of darkness. But if I would try to do these in my own pressures of my own self, it would give me a suggestion that maybe I was doing right, but I really truly wouldn't know. But when you do it in the Spirit of God, you know the Spirit of God, because there's something within you that lets you know. It tells you that you have the knower in your heart, that God lets you know that you're on the right path. And to me, that is a great blessing. It's a great blessing to know that when I call on God, He's going to answer me and show me great and mighty things that I know not. That I know that when He says, greater is He that's within you, He is in the world. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I know that God can back up the word He's given me, and us all, He will back up new claim. But we have to claim these words, because these words become life. As we take in life, we speak the existence of God. We speak the authority, and the words of God become life. And He wishes for His people to become the same way. He wishes for us to come to the way that we become overcomers, that we can speak life, that we can change impossibilities into probabilities, from failures to success, from unsuccess to victories. And that's what we need to realize, that we as God's people, the Bible says we look not for the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. Joshua and Caleb, there was 12 spies, and they went out to seek the land that was before them. They went out to the promised land. And when Joshua and Caleb come out, we can take the land. And the other 10 says, no, we'll be defeated. And see, it's a difference in your mindset. It's a difference how you look at what you don't look at the things they're seeing. Christians should not look at what they're seeing. They're looking at the possibility. If God said it, it's going to happen. And that's what hope is. Faith, we have faith to work in what we know. But hope is beyond that. It's beyond, because God spoke it through hope. We're going to have it because He spoke the word into our hearts. And we know it's going to be answered because He said it. And that's all we need. It says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. We have that trust and hope in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He will keep His word. He will never fail us. His word is better than everything that we see. What we see will pass away, but what He says in here will never pass away. So you get on His side, hope will take you through, or nothing else will take you through. You can say, I resist the devil, and I draw nigh to God. But till you come to this place of hope, till you come beyond that, we expel those former patterns as our early steps. We come to the place of walking in His assurance, walking in the balance point that God be for us. Who can be? There's nothing can stop me. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk upright before Him. We need to realize that God's available at all hours of the day, all periods of night. He's there. He doesn't sleep, but He's there to help us through the times when our lives are messed up, when the times we feel like quitting, when the times we feel like Throw it in the towel. God served to arrange your life, to supersede the things that we have failed in before, that we can learn to be overcomers, that we can learn to walk in victory, that we can learn to walk not in our might, but in His might, said the Lord. It's not by might of power, but it's by His Spirit, said the Lord. God's here to touch us in a mighty way, delivering us from the things that come upon this earth. There's things that we feel, see day by day. A woman today asked me about an angel. Well, I've seen a few, but they're not the thing that's going to get me to heaven. It's not going to be the things that all the miracles I've seen is not going to get me to heaven. All the souls that I've seen get saved is not going to get me to heaven. I've seen many, many people being touched for the supernatural, but that's not going to get me to heaven. And they get me to heaven and stay in there day after day, year after year, until the time that God takes me home and He says, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the rest. It's forever, ever, and ever while we're here. And you can exhaust the strength that's within you. You have to have a new supply daily. God has to supply a supernatural power, because of your own strength, you will deplete the power that's within you. We have to lean upon God's grace day by day, and there's no thing that you face that God, like if it took 500 ton to move something, and that's what was against you, God would give you maybe 550, 550. He would give you above what you need. The rest part, where you have, He gives you enough faith with it to make up the difference. So you're more than capable. Everything that you meet, when the enemy comes in like a flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him. Whatever God's equipment is, there can be anything from saying the right things, like I resist the devil, I draw nigh to God, I resist the devil, and these things are good. But there comes a deeper part of that, and that's having victory down in here, having the joy of the Lord, having a supernatural acquaintance with God the Father. I don't know how the people can address it. I was talking to a lady this day, and I don't really know how to address the Holy Spirit, because I don't see Him. I just feel Him. And that's where you're going to have to. You're going to have to feel Him. I can't even physically see Him. I don't physically see God, but I know He's here. I know that He speaks to my heart. I know He's my gentle Savior. He is like a mighty river, and He never fails. He's always there. He's always on time. He is your friend, and He is closer than any brother. He is your Savior. He is the one who will be with you through life's toil, through the time of struggle, through the time of trials. He will be with you. He will never let you go. His peace is mighty. His glory is mighty. He will bring victory. He will bring you knowledge. He will bring you strength. He will bring you power. He will never quit helping you as long as you keep on walking ahead in His counsel. His counsel. Why? God's got a big subject. His Spirit is. There is all these things. We was trying to pull out one little straw at a time. He's bigger than drawing nigh to God. He's bigger than I can do all things through Christ. Yes, these are all good, but He's bigger. He's put it all together, and He's bigger than that. And that's the one that can say that you can't argue what He wants. You can't say what He wants. He's bigger. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Yes, but He's bigger than that. He is bigger than life itself. He is bigger than what you face. He is bigger than life itself. He is the answer. He is the way maker. He's the one that loves you. And don't you just feel that love? Don't you feel that penetration of His mighty hand upon you? When I come here tonight, I was having a tough day, and I feel the power of God here in such a majestic way, a powerful way. I feel the glory of God has come down in this room. He's here out there tonight to bring healing to your body, to bring strength to you, to bring hope, to bring beneficial life, to bring you abundant life, and God never lets you go. Have that in your heart. My God is never going to let me go. He is my Savior. He is my friend. I truly believe in Him. We need to trust in Him, and it delights the heart of God when we trust and believe. Without trust, we cannot serve God. We can say, we can draw nigh to God, but if we don't have any trust, we don't have any beliefs, we got to have a bunch of things. We got to get them all in God. And that's why we can't preach no longer. Sermonettes are good. We can say, I can do all things, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh, resist the devil, and He'll flee from you. I could be that topic. But that's what's greater than that. It's greater. I want you to know tonight, it's greater. There's a power of God. That's why God needs to speak through the Spirit. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is God knows what the needs are. He knows the mind of man. He knows the mind of the Spirit. He knows what we need. He knows before we even call upon Him. And the Bible says that He will answer before we even ask. You know, tonight I cut my hand and it was bleeding. And it just like the Lord just stopped that blood. I come here and start breathing a little more. But God is the answer. He does things supernatural. And when you're a child of God, you need to expect supernatural things. You need to expect supernatural blessing. You need to expect that God is going to do supernatural, wonderful things. Because in this last hour, I'll guarantee you, sir, madam, friend, whoever you are, boy, girl, He is going to do greater things than you ever seen. He's going to do great and mighty exploits because He said He is. Daniel said He is. Job said He is. Glory to God. God is going to do wonderful things. And we need to get that down in our knower. Hallelujah. That I know my God is real. I'm persuaded. I am persuaded. We need to be persuaded tonight that it's not just one little thing. It's a whole bunch of things. It's all wrapped up in God. It's God that we need. It's God, His package, His love of it. He knows what we need. So when we speak, we can speak His love. He has a mighty shelter and mighty protection. The 91st Psalms, I believe, is sort of a demonstration about He is. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And it says, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. I will say, we need to start speaking it. I will say of the Lord, He is my Savior. He's my soon coming King. And He is my, because I'm speaking it. And that's what He wishes for us. When we speak these things, add not a light occasion, but a heavy duty power. When you speak the oracles of God, God is going to move mightily because you're speaking it. When you pray for someone, you know that God's going to heal them. You know He's going to set them free. When I pray, I know people are going to be healed. I know because God is faithful. He is faithful. And we need to get that down in here that we're not afraid to stand alone. I like it when nobody prays with me because I want God to come down and do it Himself. I don't want man to come up and, you know, be us. We go to a service and there's like a man that likes to cut in all the time. And I've brought a brother of mine that we sort of, because I can't move that way. I have to move through the Spirit. We're seeing God move mightily, but we can have hindrances of liking someone. And that comes a time we can like people so well, but we must tell them that they're hindering the move of the Spirit. We need to be man enough, woman enough, to be able to say that. You're hindering the move of God. We love you. We thank you. We thank you for your because you're a brother, you're a sister, but you're hindering the move of God. We need to be up to God in every area that we can address every subject we see with the faithfulness of God, believing that He is going to act mighty. He's going to do great and mighty words, and He's going to do great heavenly blessings. Oh, Lord, just show me this in the mirror. He's got a house full of blessings. He's got, and going back to Caleb and Joshua, the world, we go out, many people said, go possess the land. Oh, there are giants out there. God says, don't look at the giants. Don't look at what you see. The Bible says, look at the things that are seen, but look for the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. God knows there are giants out there, but He wants to equip you that you can face any obstacle. And having faith in Him, He will take you through. He will not, no powers. It doesn't bother God. If it don't bother God, then we should, because if He don't do it, then we're not troubled. God's tells you to do it, so you, it's up to God. I know a friend of mine, he tells me the same thing. His name is Cliff Powell. He believes just like I believe. He said, there's no embarrassment to me. It's God. God will do it. He wishes for us. Like Moses, God is God. Who shall say sent me? I am the great I am. And the great I am is here today. I was going to say something. These lazy Christians that don't like to pray, that don't like to live an overcoming life, that don't like to be justly. They like to open the big mouth, and they say, well, nothing happens. Truly, it won't happen. But I'll tell you, if you start living for God, you start living a wholesome life, you start living the Word, you start walking the Spirit, that you not fulfill the lust of the flesh, you will find great success, you will find great delivery, and you will find avalanche of God's glory upon you. You'll see the glory come of God. The glory cloud is coming down on God's people in a mighty way. He's coming down to help us. He's here to uplift us. Here tonight, I'm in heavenly places. Any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. But the Bible says he will bring us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. There's power. There's obtainment of God's glory. God's here to deliver us. You know, people don't understand these words because God speaks life. And people don't really know the Spirit here tonight. You may be confused, but God's here to set you free. God's here to give you liberty. God's people this night need liberty. And liberty means God's Spirit is there. God's Spirit is not in your house. You need to cry out to seek God until He comes in this house or wherever you're living. We need to have God's authority over us. We need His protection, His shelter, His all-seeing eye over us in a very special way in these last hours. America needs to have that supernatural engagement with God. It's not our presence, and no one else can order this, but God wants to be, to make Himself real to the United States this night in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, that America can walk up right before God to be a holy nation. There's still time for America. Call upon God. Get upon your knees and cry and repent, and God will save you. God will bless you. We need to have a revival from heaven that will not be just words, but of actions. Just like from the preceding part of this service, we might say, draw nigh to God, which is great. Resist the devil, which is great. But we need the glory God, God's glory. We need the whole thing. We need the whole counsel. That's what God said tonight. The service is the whole counsel of God. Brother Cliff, the whole counsel of God wants to be with us. He doesn't want to leave us out here just with a little bargaining table, a little sugar cube. No, He wants to give us the whole measure. Such again, He wants to give us the whole thing, the healing touch of heaven, the divine promulgation from heaven upon us, His glory cloud. In the old tabernacle, oh, the glory of God is coming to my being. I feel the glory of God from the very crown of my head, the very touch of the toes of my feet. God's here to enable you, to help you, to strengthen you, to make you feel at ease in this world. There's going to be a very close time, probably some people are in it right now, when they're having anxiety problems, when they feel like it, they're struggling in life. We all will have that unless we come to this place of letting God be my inhabitants. That I live in His place. I live in His supernatural. I am just a vessel. I become a vessel. This vessel is no power, but with God in me, it makes me as an oracle of God to deliver the message from God. If any one of you, when God hooks us with Him and we keep that connection validated at all times, great and mighty things happen. Friday night, Saturday night's going to create great and mighty miracles. God's going to bring miracles every place we go. I'm going to start speaking it. God said, I am going to prepare you the way of the Lord Jesus Christ. But in that, before He comes, He's going to do great miracles in His church. Those who will seek His face, there's not going to be a mansy-pansy hunky-dory thing that men have thought. It's going to be the glory of God's going to come down. You can't describe what God is. You can't pronounce what God is. You need to walk in His Spirit. Do not fulfill the lust of flesh. You try to do it anyway, but taking the whole counsel of God, you're going to miss it. You try to tell someone, oh, it's this way. That's what's wrong with churches. This church believes in water baptism. This believes in immersion. This, all these other, in the communion. They believe in things. And it's like, we can believe that I can do all things through Christ's strength, which is good, but there's a whole lot more to it. We need to come and let the counsel of God, let God choose in us what He wishes for. Let God choose us that we might show His glory. God wishes. Jesus said a very, when He first started out, He says, let your light so shine before men that they might see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. That is still what Jesus is speaking. Let your light shine that Jesus will be seeing you, that you will see the glory cloud of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, that they will not leave us. They'll never forsake us. We need to come in that place of seeking God with all of our heart, having that suggestion that I'm not afraid to launch out in the deep. I'm not afraid to call upon my God because my God is greater than what I face. My God is real. He's forever faithful. I'm going to quit because He's here to uplift you. You have a need tonight. God is the answer. If you have a problem, God is the answer. Whatever you need tonight, and America needs to repent. People need to repent. We all need to repent. Every day of my life, I will call for a closer walk. And I'm going to have to do that to the day that I go home to Jesus. I don't know about the rest of you. You may only have to go up once or twice a year, put a little alms on God, but I don't see it that way. We're going to have to take a lot more of that. We need to pray through. We need to have people that literally pray through until they receive Jesus, the power of God. And after they receive it, keep that up to date. Keep that standard up to date. And you'll see great and mighty works from heaven fall upon you. And you'll see souls touch, lives changed by the Spirit of God. God is a supernatural God. He is here to help us, to uplift us, to encourage us. And I'm going to quit. God's here to liberate many. Some of you tonight need to be set free. I prayed for a man yesterday, and I didn't know he could not forgive himself. He prayed that God didn't forgive him. And that was all a lie from Satan. We get so mixed up in our own selves. We go to someone, they say, well, you know, your problem is you're probably just never forgiven. What they need is a whole God. They need God. That's what I'm saying. One little thing is not it. It's greater. It's greater. God has, that's why we can't answer in ourselves. I can't answer, but the Spirit knows what the real problem is. The Spirit knows all these avenues that we can't even memorize the glory of God. God is so great, so complex, so real. We need the Spirit of God to be able to conform to how His greatness is. We cannot handle God without it. I'm unfit. I'm a failure without God. I'm a failure without the power of God. But I'm more than conquerors through Him which loveth. And I'm here tonight. The joy of the Lord is my strength. And it should be your strength tonight. It should be your anointing. The anointing oil of God needs to be on His servant. The fullness of you walk with God. You talk with God. You move with God. And when God calls upon you, you say, here am I. I'm ready, Lord. I don't have to go down and pray through for 2 weeks. I don't have to seek a time and find out what's going on. We're ready at that instant to move out with God. And God's wishing for those kind of people in this last hour. We'll set out and be on fire from the very crown of head. We will have holiness in the altar of God. God wants a people that walking in holiness, walking in victory, walking in right alignment from God the Father, God the Son, that they might walk in peace forevermore, and they might receive holiness and holy living. And Father, I just pray in Jesus' name, touch your people in a mighty way this night. Deliver them, set them free, whatever the need is. Father, I pray that your people will submit themselves to you this night in a very powerful way, in a very glorious way. And Father, I pray that you look at their hearts and be merciful. Those tonight, Father, in my heart, I want more of you tonight. I'm here to tell this world, I want more of you. Father, I know there's no good thing within me, but I know that you're in me, and I know that's good, and that's what we all need. We need more of you. We need more of you. We need all of you. We need your word. We need your spirit. We need your blessings. We need your what you believe for. Father, we just pray for a mighty victory of your people this night. We pray that you touch the hearts of those this night that's hearing this word. I pray that you set them free from the things, the hang-ups of this world that keep people bound. They keep them down, yes, bound and down by the things of this world, the heartaches, the heart troubles that people see. And that's why the heartaches, that's why heart failures are coming to this land, because of the pressures of people. There's pressures on this nation. Jobs are bringing pressures. Father, I pray for those pressures to come be lifted off the shoulders of your beloved this night. I pray that your people would walk in victory, walk, be strengthened from on high, walking in the elevation of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Father, I just praise you tonight. Wonderful Lord, I just feel thy glory. I feel thy splendor. I feel thy glorious glory and glory. Father, I thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I thank you and I praise you forevermore. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Wow. Boy, do I feel good. I didn't feel good when I covered. Boy, yeah, I feel good. Boy, there ain't no bleeding either. Glory. I feel good. Anyone needs prayer out there tonight, you need to have faith. God wants to heal this night. God wants to touch you. Out there tonight, you might feel alone. You might feel that no one cares. Remember, we care here. You call here and we'll pray for you. You call and we'll help you. We'll do the very best we can do. We'll pray for you. We'll help you. We'll do everything that God within our limits to be a blessing to you. We pray for those this night who feel like it's you went the last mile. I pray that God will give you a supernatural strength to keep going on. And having done all to stand, you'll stand in the liberty of God's Spirit. Thank you. We thank you. We thank you. I don't know where to stop tonight. Lord, I just give it to you. I thank you for your glory. I thank you for that avalanche of glory coming down. I thank you for like it's snowing from heaven. It's snowing the Spirit of God here with real power, with real anointing, with real substance. Where your Spirit is, there is substance. We need the substance of Jesus Christ, the power, unveiling power of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, the substance of heaven. We need the substance of heaven to come down. I see the island they was building out and back over seas, but God wants to bring a supernatural power and from substance from heaven to fill his people that the world don't see it. And he needs to be filled that we're marketing the things from heaven, that we don't market the things from this world, but we're marketing the lives of God, that we want marketing victory through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank you, Jesus, for what you did for us. Father, we thank you for giving your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for what you've done. And we give you praise, Lord. We thank you for those angels that you sent to help us, to deliver us, to set us free. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.